Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 63, left little Jimmy and me to plant those taters and pull up another tomorrow. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, Papa, can I hear you playing for me? Little brother was never quite right. He used to sit on the floor in the sunlight, play with the dust that danced on the beams in the window. Sister had to cook and clean, 'cause mama, she got sick and lean. Sometimes I think she just died away missing Papa. Rocky Mountain fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, Mama, can I hear you singing to me? Well, everything has changed today. Little brother, he was taken away. Sister, she married a soldier and lives in Toledo. And me, I'm in a Nashville bar, and I've never been so far from that old gravel road and the rivers that run through my memory. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, brother, can I hear you calling me?
To watch this. You know, you're going to get these white folk all riled up here. I'm going to tell you something. They're going to come in, the white folk get riled up, you know, members of the NRA going to come into the black neighborhoods. I'm telling you. You know, the people going to get, people just tired of this. White people are being pushed around, kicked to the curb, having their rights denied, being called a racist, being walked on, watching their tax dollars go to fund all kind of drug sales, prostitution, illegal immigration. I mean, y'all going to push these white folk till they can't take it no more. I'm telling you. You fool around here with Obama? You going to let this long-legged Mac Daddy push these white folk? They going to come up out of Tennessee and come up out of Oklahoma, come up out of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, come up out of Oregon, and come out of Idaho and California. I'm telling y'all. You're pushing these white folk and you're pushing them Your long-legged Mac Daddy's pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And they're going to get, listen, you're going to push people to the point where they're not going to take it no more. These white folk are not going to take it. You're taking their tax money. You're closing down their jobs. You're shutting down their banks. You're telling them what they can and cannot do. You're giving billions of dollars to Acorn. You're taking their tax money and giving it to people to buy drugs. You're killing babies and you won't stop. You're telling lies and you're demoralizing our nation. You're destroying everything that has made this nation great. White folk getting ready to rise up. They don't want to take it no more. And I'm joining them. Oh, doggone it.
Welcome to the Shooting Bench. For the next hour, I'll be bringing you commentary and important updates on current events, as well as information on guns, training, preparedness, and other liberty-related issues. Let's get started. RAT, right now. It's Wednesday night. Welcome to the Shooting Bench, 14th of November. Thanksgiving coming up shortly. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. Let me get over here and check the chat room here and see if we got sound. Let's see. We got long-legged Mac Daddy there. That's an old. I love that guy. He's funnier than heck. And we're waiting. While we're waiting, let's see all we got. There's Copper and the Tinker and Doc and Mountain Shooter, NM Glock and Pumpkin Cat, and one anonymous in there. You know, since the time changed for everybody, I think some people are still thinking we're on it. Of course, it didn't change for us. It would only be Arizona people that would be affected by that, but we're on an hour later here in Arizona, so we can keep up with everybody else out there. So nobody's going to notice that there was a time change except us. It just means we're an hour later getting to bed than we already were. Okay. Thanks, guys. And I'm Glock, Pumpkin Cat. We got sound. All right. Let's move right along. Let me move back over here to where my... Here we go. Let me open up one of my other pages here. Here we go. Come on. Chop chop. All right, while we're waiting for Chop Chop to get going here, the thing that's taken the news here more than anything else is this election stuff. I am astounded. I cannot get over that. We talked about it last couple of times, but I cannot get over the fact that this stuff was so blatant, so obvious, so in your face here. And so far, nothing has been done. Now, we'll see what happens. There's been some lawsuits now that's taking place. And, you know, we don't have any idea what's going to happen when or if Trump does anything about this. I think people expect things to happen, you know, instantaneously, and considering the magnitude of the whole thing, I'm sure that it takes some planning and a little bit of putting things together to see what happens here. Hey, come on, there we go. Now it's working. Alright. Sorry for the delay here. But we've got I hate all the dead air here. I'm sorry for that. There we go. Now, okay. One of the most important stories, that was a lot of dead air, I'm sorry about that. One of the most, I don't know if it's all that important, but it's amazing to me. It's just flabbergasting here that the LA Times, of all people, has admitted that Trump's right about what's causing all these wildfires in California. And I thought that was pretty amazing here. Now, a lot of things going on Facebook and every other social media outlet out there is the fact that people are jumping all over this direct energy weapon deal here. And I don't doubt the possibility that that exists. But these people on Facebook are batty. They're crazy as hell. I've watched forest fires start, well, before that, but starting primarily with the Cerro Grande fire in Los Alamos, New Mexico, almost 20 years ago. And there was a little speculation back then as to why it burned the way it did, but not a whole lot. When built-up areas are in forested areas like that and they burn, you know, the trees are evergreens. You know, usually pines, pinyons, cedar, juniper, whatever. And when they get a little hot like that, they still stand. They still look fine for a while. It'll probably kill them. We saw this over in Luna during the Wallow Fire over there. And I can show you places over there still today. I can show you where three houses burned down, and there ain't so much as a charred piece of wood within 300 yards of these houses. And what happens when you get fires that huge and that hot, that, you remember we talked about it while the Wallow Fire was burning. You know, that was back when Just Measures first started. And we talked about this fire literally from day one when, if you remember, I was still in Washington when the Watchman crumbled. And me and Bobby and John Galt decided to bring on Just Measures and take off and right where we left off and keep going. And I did the very, very first show on Just Measures from a little cafe in Nevada. And then another one from Moab, Utah. And we talked about the fire as we were traveling there. And we got back and the fire was almost to Luna, and it kept going for quite a while after that. But there are homes over there that burnt to the ground and not a tree was touched because of the thermal column that these huge, hot, terribly hot fires create, and they send, you know, thousands, millions of embers, hot embers, up into the air, and where they stop, nobody knows. You know, they'll come down. We saw fires started, and I'm going to give you specifics here. Bill Knight Gap Road heads due north out of Luna. It's a dirt road that goes 35 miles and comes out over on Highway 61. Right near the highway, in a great big open field, we saw three or four fires started that were 40 miles away from where the fire was because of those embers that had come down, just fell down randomly out of the sky. They'd been lifted so high, and it was so hot that they couldn't fight the fire from the air because that thermal column was 30,000 feet tall. And the aircraft couldn't get close enough to it to do any good and be safe. So that was one of the reasons that that fire got so out of hand. But if you'll, you know, they probably won't show you the pictures later, but you'll, when they, if they show those pictures about a month from now, or maybe a couple of months, you'll find that all of those trees will be dead around those built up areas around the houses and stuff. And a lot of these pictures also showed built up areas that were right at the top of a hill. So if embers got in there on these things, or if the fire came in from the side that they're not showing in the picture by some chance, then it's right at the top of fire. Doesn't travel down the hill too much unless it's got wind to help it. If it's already at the very top, it doesn't, you know, if it's very steep, often that fire doesn't travel down the hill. It travels up the hill very rapidly. And gets hot and goes faster than a man can walk, usually. But if it's steep enough and there's no wind to help, it's kind of hard to get, kind of hard to make that fire travel downhill if it's very steep, if you understand what I'm trying to say there. I understand it, but I don't know. Let's see what Copper says here. Then when they roar across the land, if it's a big fire, it creates its own weather, blowing embers. So yeah, I've seen embers go a hell of a lot farther than 2 miles ahead of the spot fire. But yeah, you're right. Absolutely. And so this whole thing about direct energy weapons, I mean, it's just, to me, it's just retarded. And why is it that there's 3 or 4 separate pictures, unrelated pictures, I mean unrelated, not the same area, that just happened to be, who just happened to be out there and caught this direct energy weapon setting fire when it did? They just happened to be ready, and when this thing comes shooting down out of the sky from wherever, from a satellite or whatever they're claiming, they had their camera ready to take a picture of it. Now, quite frankly, I think that's bull spit. It's a couple. I said bull spit. And they, these pictures are pretty obviously photoshopped, some better than others. One of them was pretty good, but the other one's obviously photoshopped. And I just don't believe it. I don't believe it for a minute. I think that the whole thing is crap. So there you have it. That's my professional opinion there. Hey, wow. Copper said the campfire. Campfire was not a campfire. Its name of it is campfire. At one point was spreading 800 yards a minute. Yeah, that's faster than a man can walk. That's faster than a man can run. That's faster than a man can drive a car in that kind of terrain. So anyway, yeah, it was, we'll see what happens there. I know there's going to be, the conspiracy stuff is going to continue and it's going to get thicker and heavier as they go along there. But anyway, back to the, I didn't know that, Pumpkin Cat. That's interesting. She says, for those of you not on the chat room, she says the Great Chicago Fire actually started in Michigan, and embers carried across Lake Michigan. I didn't know that. So, there you have it. Learn something new every day on the shooting bench. So, back to the election stuff. I am... I have to be careful what I say here because I don't know exactly what the boundaries are. I know that there's a lot of people listening and looking for an opportunity to not just my show but thousands of them. I kind of expected to see. I hoped that there would be another Battle of Athens happening here somewhere. With all of this corruption and fraud and so in your face here, I really thought it'd be an episode of some kind. For those of you that are not familiar with the Battle of Athens, I'll go over it real quickly. There was a, this was in 1946, right after the war, and in Athens, I believe it was Tennessee. There's an Athens, Georgia also is the reason I say that. The sheriff and some of his henchmen there had kind of taken control of a local election, and they had taken the ballot boxes and took them to the jail, and they threatened some of the black people there and said they actually shot one of them. He recovered. But they said he wasn't going to be voting there, and the guy persisted and kept trying to get in. So after the gunshot, a crowd gathered, and some of the GIs there, right fresh from the war, went down to the National, they borrowed keys from somebody, and went down to the National Guard Armory, which that would be much more difficult nowadays, but they got several 1911s and some, I believe some Enfields, two or three Enfields, and some other rifles, I don't remember what it was. And they went back up there, and a genuine gun battle ensued here. Lasted a half hour or so, and ammunition was running low, and they had intentionally left the back of the jail open, unguarded, in a very, I thought it was very decent of them to allow these people or provide a means for them to get away if they didn't want to continue the fight. So they left the back unguarded and let them go if they wanted to get out of there. So. Anyway, it went on. Eventually, the GIs won. They took the thing over, got the ballot boxes, and this was all done fair and square. And something similar to that needs to happen again, and it needs to happen in a lot of places, and it needs to happen now. This crap with coming up with 8,000 votes here and 40,000 votes there and 9,000 votes somewhere else, coming up with, and it just so happens, from the best that I can ascertain here from all the reports and everything, is that every last one of them were Democrat votes. Democrat
was marked on them.
I find that a little tough to swallow. And some of these, some of the people were told to ignore the time limits, the deadlines, and just bring them on by the truckload from all over the place. You know, they found the one teacher found a box full of provisional ballots in a storage room in the school. I mean, the thing is just, it's like a fiction. It's like a movie or something. It's like a Deep South movie where the Battle of Athens, something along those lines would happen. I can't even believe that this is happening in modern day America. This is not even remotely the America that I grew up in. And I'm disappointed. I don't understand why this is being allowed.
On the bright side, if after studying this a little bit, this, hang on here, I gotta check the chat room here. Alright, what did Funkin Cat do? The Great Fire set fire in Michigan, embers crashed. Okay, I see what you're saying. The fire went from Chicago to Michigan, not Michigan to Chicago. Okay, well, I didn't know that either. Okay. To take her, the, what is that? Peshtigo or something fire was started the same day as the Chicago fire, and more people died in that. But that is apparently a little known deal. I've never even heard of it. All right. What, Pumpkin Cat? I didn't make you sound stupid. I didn't type that in there. But anyway, Copper understood you, so that's okay. I guess I'm the one that didn't understand. The, I'm kind of catching up on the, McSally, there's a bunch of them. New Mexico had a, matter of fact, we're going to talk about that New Mexico race a little bit in a few minutes. But this happened all over the country. Of course, Broward County, Florida is the big one, and that's probably one of the worst. But Arizona, there is no possible way that we had that many Republican votes for governor, and that same bunch, you would think, that the majority of them would have voted for McSally. Now, McSally may not be a whole hell of a lot better than Sinema, but I'm sure she's at least some better. She's got an R behind her name anyway. That's one good thing. But I'm not convinced she's kind of a statist, and she wasn't really all for Trump until Trump won. Until 2016, she didn't know what she was going to do. Never would say who she was going to vote for, so if she was for Trump, she wasn't very proud of it. But anyway, I don't know if we know who she voted for ultimately or not, but she claims to be all for Trump now that he's taken the country by storm here. But, Mountain Shooter, that's that point of no return. I don't know if you read that thing that I wrote the other day, but that's what I called it, the point of no return. It's on my blog on the SWSAblog.com, and you can find this, the latest thing that I put in there. Alright, I wasn't even prepared for this, but I think what we'll do is take a little bit of a break, and then we'll be back.
I'll be back.
minutes. What freedom isn't, you stand. Because when you stand, others will stand with you.
Cowboy stand.
No matter how it ends.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, you good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off about San Antonio with the radio blastin' and the bird dog on. Yeah, the beat travel, my head sound the town, but no local yoga gonna shut me down. Me and my boys got the trigger wound, and we'll come a thousand miles from a guitar jam.
If you're a country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on the Survival Circle Network.
Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hang around. But I heard someone call my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jeep guitar.
Absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio. Liberty Lounge. Every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern. Right here on Survival Circle. Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
Okay, we're back. Now, you know what I need to turn up? I bet this podcast is going to suck because I forgot to turn that down earlier. So let's turn that down just a little bit, and maybe I'll only have to fix half of it. Let's get back to what we're doing. You guys need to pay attention here. We're going to blow through some. We got a lot of stuff to talk about in a half hour, less than a half hour to do it. You and me can probably sit down for hours and talk about the way it used to be. A lot of you could. A lot of you are my age or older on the chat there, or close to it anyway. This definitely is not the same country that I grew up in. All right, let's go through some of these. We're going to go through them kind of quick, but there's some interesting stuff going on. One thing, and this is making some liberals way upset, is there is a company in Wisconsin, DeTinker may know about this, that has given all of their employees guns of their choice for Christmas. It's a novelty glassware company. They got kind of a gun-related thing going on. They make glasses that look like they've been shot, complete with a bullet still in the side of the glass, which I think is kind of cool. But anyway, they bought the whole staff guns. And to be legal about this, they couldn't say, you know, here's a gun, take it home and put it under your Christmas tree. What they had to do is give gift cards to a local gun shop or sporting goods store there. They gave away $8,000 in gift cards for all of these employees there. Now, I don't know if everyone in the picture here is all the employees they have, but there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 of them that I can see in this picture. But I think that's pretty cool. That's, and like I said, there's some liberals that think this is not that cool. Now, Mountain Shooter and any of the rest of you that's in or in California or thinking about going there, don't think about it anymore. Just forget it. All of this fire-related cost here, you know, power company there, what is it, Pacific Energy, some PEC or whatever, Governor Brown, obviously taking a lot of heat, no pun intended there, I made it funny. Governor Brown has signed bills allowing the utility companies to move their fire-related costs to the customers, so he has graciously made it where your tax money, not your tax money, your utility money, your utility bills are going to go up to pay for his mistake. He is, as we said the other night, he's almost 100% culpable here for this fire, these fires, because of him and the environmentalists there. Because of their lack of management of the forest. So now he's telling the utility companies, go ahead and jack your rates up so you can pay for all of this that I created. So there you have it. Yeah. This is real short, but I just wanted to say what coming up with this caravan stuff, coming from towards the southern border here, they found soldiers from the Mexican Army found an armored truck. It's a pickup that had a roof mount and had a 50 cal, had a Ma Deuce mounted in the roof. And had its interior, the arsenal, they call it, of rifles and magazines. Looked like it had 1, 2, 3, 4. Four more rifles, a couple of handguns laying there, and probably 25 magazines laying on the hood there. So I don't know how many of these there are, or how long they've been available, but that's, looks like they're gearing up for some fun there. The total of the seizure of the pickup truck without plates, without license plates, no report of robbery, having a mounted machine gun, 50 caliber plus 4 AK-47 type weapons and 9mm pistol, as well as 317 magazines. Wow. That's not how many is laying on the hood, but 317 magazines, caliber 50. 317 magazine caliber 50. I'm not sure they know what they're writing here. And 419 bullets, 7.62 by 39. No, they do not know what they're writing here. So anyway, they've mounted this 50 on the roll bar right behind the cab. I see a more detailed picture of it now. And it was found way up high, not too far from the border, on the far western edge of Mexico there. And Kansas City.
I was so furious when I read this thing. I almost had to pull the truck over. I started shaking. I was so mad I could.
It was, and we've talked about similar things to this in the past. And every one of them made me mad.
In Kansas City, Missouri, city health officials
have thrown away and or poured bleach on food meant for the homeless people.
I still don't get this whole thing, why there's so many cities out there that make it illegal to feed the homeless. I'm at a total loss. I don't even know what to say. This is one of those times when my tongue get over my eye teeth and I can't see what I'm saying. But
They had a coordinated sting here at several different parks where the volunteers had gathered to do this. And they said the group didn't have a permit, so there's part of it. It's all about the money, and we're putting people at risk.
So getting that permit automatically means that there's no risk to the people they're giving the food to. Is that what I'm to understand here? They didn't get a permit,
so they were putting the people at risk. E. coli or salmonella or listeria can grow in the food. Yes, it can. It surely can. But getting a permit is not going to stop that. Colloidal silver will stop it, but getting a permit won't. And then you give that to a homeless person who are more vulnerable, they will end up in the ER and even die from that exposure. Okay, I
fully understand about the liability of this and everything. But the liability lies squarely on the shoulders of the people that are making the food and handing it out. It has nothing to do with the city. And to take this food and pour bleach on it to keep people from eating it is just deplorable to me. It's just absolutely despicable. And I went off on a rare rant yesterday on Facebook. And not that rants of mine are that rare, but I had a hard time curbing my language yesterday. I was furious.
So anyway, there you have it. Okay, now Mountain Shooter, T-Bone, Copper, NM Glock, Doc, all of you, you're not going to like this one. I told you a week ago
that we're going to see all-out assault from all fronts on our guns and our gun rights. Excuse me.
Democrats are introducing a bill here banning the sale and advertisement of parts kits, meaning if this all goes through, and I am confident that it will, I am 100% confident that it will, there'll be a ban on 80% lowers, Glocks, ARs, AKs, whatever, probably the flats for AK receivers. All gun parts kits, and they've put all this through in the legislation is HR 7115, if you want to look it up, sponsored by a Democrat out of New Jersey, Frank Pallone, and has 16 Democrats as co-sponsors. So I have very little doubt that this will sail right on through, considering what happened last week in the elections. Ironically, they say, firearms built from 80% lowers are not 3D firearms, yet the legislation is titled 3D Firearms Prohibition Act. So they're going to work on killing the 3D printers, 3D printed firearms, and all of these parts kits and everything. And that's not good news, and that's not okay with me. But we're going to be in a fight, there's no question about it. We'll probably do this one Monday, but there are a lot of legislation, a lot of initiatives, a lot of, cutting off financial services. There's a lot of anti-Second Amendment stuff coming up. One of the most, I guess you call it notorious here, one of the most famous that happened was in Washington, the Initiative 1639. This was, let's see, let me check the date on this here, because November 12th is brand new. It says that 1639, to enact legislation that was defeated, to enact legislation that was defeated in the legislature by the grassroots advocacy of Second Amendment supporters. This threat holds the potential to negate the usual grassroots advocacy, and this type of battle is tailor-made for Bloomberg's billions to blanket the Yeah, 1639 is bad, bad news. Okay, we got, you know, we still got a little time here. Well, I told you about that one. RALA Times admits Trump's right about causing the fires. That is amazing to me that the LA Times would even remotely give any thought to doing that. Okay, here's a little self-defense story here. Let me go check the chat room. I haven't looked at it. See what's going on here. We'll see, Doc. Doc says it'll never make the Senate, but we'll find out here before too long. If it doesn't in its entirety, we may see a neutered version of it, but I have very little doubt that it'll pass to some degree. Let's see here. There's NMGlock, that's right. I never left anything in California worth going back for. I get it. I understand. And all right, let me keep going here. Where is it? Oh, the self-defense deal. Here is a story about a woman that was screaming her head off and a gun owner. There's lots and lots of these stories coming in here now about this last, year or so, maybe two. Lots of stories coming in about CCW holders or gun owners, not necessarily CCW holders, that are being credited with helping. Go back to the, what was the church shooting here, the Baptist church shooting in Texas. And a lot of some of these other ones, there are civilians with guns that are, even with AR-15s, there's been at least three of them with AR-15s that have gone in and shut down some of these shootings. Anyway, this guy was reported helping to save the woman. Said that this guy said he was at his home in Kansas City with his four children when he suddenly heard blood-curdling screams coming from the direction of a nearby intersection. She definitely was in fear of her life. She was screaming at the top of her lungs, profusely bawling. She just kept screaming, "Help, help, somebody please help." He grabbed his 9mm and headed towards the scream. When he reached the source, he encountered Alaric Williams, allegedly attacking a woman who had some of her clothes ripped off inside a car. Yeah, I'd say that was allegedly attacking him, all right. The fight was occurring in front of the couple's three children who were also in the vehicle. The guy said, "I was completely in shock that he started beating on her and forcing her in the car. As I got close to the vehicle, I noticed her top's ripped off. She has no shirt on. Her bra's halfway off." Williams accused of violently grabbing the victim, forcefully shoving her back into the car and strangling her until she lost consciousness. The violent attack began after the woman wanted to drop Williams off at her cousin's house, which ignited an argument. The gun owner, the Good Samaritan here, approached the car with his gun pointed at Williams, told him to get out of the vehicle and on the ground. Kansas City police soon arrived, arrested Williams, and officers thanked him for stopping the attack. So, very nice. He said, "I really feel that if she had left there, something worse would have happened, and not one single person in that intersection tried to help." So the guy's facing two counts of domestic assault, being held in Jackson County Detention Center. So, good on him. Glad to hear that.
Well, Thanksgiving to me this year is taking on a little bit different meaning than it has in years past. I've had this feeling of, I won't say helplessness, but what's a good word? Not helplessness, not despair. Despair is pretty close. But anyway, I'm not having a good feeling, let's just put it that way, about what's going on in this country.
and what I expect to continue to go on in this country. And, alright, hush, stop that. Can't be having that. Alright.
I listened to a long deal this evening about a guy's analysis here of what's going on, and it made sense, and I've thought about it, Trump hasn't seemed too excited, too upset about any of this. And the way this guy explained it, and it goes right along, I don't know how many of you keep up with QAnon, or whatever he calls himself, their self, whatever it is. A lot of speculation, again, that is President Trump or somebody very, very close to President Trump, and it may be. Considering the depth of some of the posts that we get from the Q, whoever it may be, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it were someone very close to Trump. So at any rate, this analysis that this guy put out, it was about 15 minutes long, and he had me going pretty good there until about 12 minutes into it, something like that. And he started talking about codes and it kind of lost me. It kind of got into a conspiracy thing that sounded a little, in the first place, unbelievable, in the second place, irrelevant. But the first 10 minutes of it were pretty good. If I can find that, I'll see if I can post it in the chat room for you if you guys want to listen to that.
So, at any rate, I think we're going to scoot on out of here and get ready for Liberty Lounge. I don't think we'll have anything in the world that will slow us down from having Liberty Lounge this week, so you guys be sure and join us in here at 8 o'clock Pacific. If you're in Arizona, it's going to be 9 o'clock. We're back on par with the rest of the Mountain Time states. So for the next 6 months, that's the way it's going to be. So get prepared for that, and we'll see you guys Friday night. And I do very much appreciate each and every one of you joining me tonight. Amy will be back again Monday, and all stressed out about her show. She gets everything prepared and ready to go and still stresses out about it. But she always does a good job when she gets out there anyway. All right, I'm out of here. See you later.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority. We'll be right back.